The Caballero's Way by O. Henry. The Cisco Kid had killed 6 men in more or less fair scrimmages, had murdered twice as many, mostly Mexicans, and had winged at a larger number whom he modestly forbore to count. Therefore, a woman loved him. The kid was 25, looked 20, and a careful insurance company would have estimated the probable time of his demise at, say, 26. His habitat was anywhere between the Frio and the Rio Grande. He killed for the love of it, because he was quick-tempered, to avoid arrest, for his own amusement, any reason that came to his mind would suffice. He had escaped capture because he could shoot 5/6 of a second sooner than any sheriff or ranger in the service, and because he rode a speckled roan horse that knew every cow path in the mesquite and pear thickets to Matamoros. Tonya Perez, the girl who loved the Cisco Kid, was half Carmen, half Madonna, and the rest, oh yes, a woman who is half Carmen and half Madonna can always be something more. The rest, let us say, was Hummingbird. She lived in a grass-roofed jacal near a little Mexican settlement at the Lone Wolf Crossing of the Frio. With her lived a father or grandfather, a lineal Aztec somewhat less than 1,000 years old, who herded 100 goats and lived in a continuous drunken dream from drinking mezcal. Back of the jacal, a tremendous forest of bristling pear, 20 feet high at its worst, crowded almost to its door. It was along the bewildering maze of this spinous thicket that the speckled roan would bring the kid to see his girl. And once, clinging like a lizard to the ridgepole, high up under the peaked grass roof, he had heard Tonya, with her Madonna face and Carmen beauty and hummingbird soul, parley with the sheriff's posse, denying knowledge of her man in her soft mélange of Spanish and English. One day, the adjutant general of the state, who is, ex officio, commander of the ranger forces, wrote some sarcastic lines to Captain Duval of Company X, stationed at Laredo, relative to the serene and undisturbed existence led by murderers and desperados in the said captain's territory. The captain turned the color of brick dust under his tan and forwarded the letter. After adding a few comments, per Ranger Private Bill Adamson, to Ranger Lieutenant Sandridge, camped at a waterhole on the Nueces.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?